From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listeners, welcome back to the English service for Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today, we have a lot of information coming from our country, and we would like to begin with the news, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo received French Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs Jean-Yves Le Drian at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday to discuss cooperation between the two countries. President Joko Widodo would like to convey several messages. First, the two countries agreed to increase communication next year when Indonesia becomes the G20 chair and France becomes the European Union president. As quoted by Antara, President Joko Widodo hopes that during French presidency of the EU, negotiations on the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, between Indonesia and the European Union will be expedited to achieve concrete results. The Indonesian government has allocated a budget worth 464 trillion rupiah for fund assistance recipients of the National Health Insurance Program for 2022. This was affirmed by Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin during a meeting with members of the Indonesian House of Representatives, which was accessed online on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He informed that the government has prepared an average assistance of 40,000 rupiah per month for 96.8 million people. Thus, the total budget will be 46.464 trillion rupiah. He also said that allocation calculation was carried out by the National Development Planning Ministry, Finance Ministry, and Health Ministry. Development of the electric car industry can be a solution to the nation's energy problems, such as the high imports of crude oil and fuel. This was stated by Chief of Presidential Staff Office, Muldoko, at the Indonesian Electric Motor Show 2021 in South Tangerang, Banten on Wednesday, as reported by Antara. He also said, the need for fuel oil in Indonesia currently reaches 1.8 million barrels per day, although national fuel production only touches 700,000 barrels daily. He remarked some 60% of the fuel oil is still imported. The KSP chief noted that Indonesia was encountering challenges to reduce the need for crude oil imports as a source for fuel oil. As many as more than 4 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine in the form of finished products have arrived in Indonesia as part of the 129th shipment. It was said by Communication and Informatics Minister Johnny J. Plate in a statement released on Wednesday. He further said with this vaccine arrival, the total number of vaccines that have arrived both in the form of bulk and finished products is around 358 million. He assured that the government is continuing to increase vaccine stocks to fulfill the needs of Indonesians in a bid to bolster immunity against COVID-19. He further said, this effort is proof of the government's seriousness in fighting the pandemic. Let's move on to the international news. At least 31 people have drowned in the English Channel as they tried to reach Britain, French Interior Minister Gérard Darmanin told journalists on Wednesday, adding that figure were not yet definitive. As reported by Reuters.com, Darmanin also stated that the French police had arrested 4 people suspected of being linked to the drowning, which he called the biggest migrant tragedy that France has seen. Sweden's first ever female prime minister has resigned just hours after she was appointed. Magdalena Andersson was announced as leader on Wednesday, but resigned after her coalition partner quit the government and her budget failed to pass. As quoted by BBC.com, instead Parliament voted for a budget drawn up by the opposition, which includes the anti-immigrant far right. Andersson stated that she has told the speaker that she wished to resign. Her coalition partner, the Greens Party, said it could not accept a budget drafted for the first time with the far right. Andersson also said that she hopes to try to become prime minister again as a single-party government leader. The European Union must make it clear to Russia that there would be a high price to pay if it acted against Ukrainian. Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas told Reuters on Wednesday, urging the bloc to quickly agree on how to deter Moscow. As reported by Reuters.com, the increase of military activity on both sides follows weeks of rising tensions that have risen to risk of war between the two ex-Soviet neighbors. Even though Moscow denies aggressive intent and Western intelligence sources have told Reuters they do not see an invasion as imminent. Kallas stated in an interview after talks in Paris with French President Emmanuel Macron that Estonia shared the concerns about the Russian military buildup around the Ukrainian border. That was the news.
The French government kept maintaining relations with Asian countries. To maintain that good relations, especially in Southeast Asia, French Minister for Europe and Foreign Affairs Jean-Yves Le Drian visited Indonesia. The mission was to give support in the South China Sea issue and to accelerate economy, trade, and defense cooperation with Indonesia. About the South China Sea, France had sent their nuclear submarine in their region. In the visit at Merdeka Palace on Wednesday, Minister Le Drian met with President Joko Widodo. President Joko Widodo in the meeting conveyed 5 main points about the two countries' relations. The first is increasing communications between the two countries, considering Indonesia will lead the G20 and France is the president of the European Union next year. Secondly, Indonesia hoped that, during the leadership of France in European Union, the Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or CEPA, between Indonesia and European Union can be accelerated and receive a concrete result. Third, Indonesia asked France to be a partner in fighting for an open, just, and non-discriminatory trade. The fourth is increasing partnership in 2+2 dialogue mechanism, namely between the two countries' foreign affairs ministers and defense ministers. While the fifth is an appreciation for France's support for 4.8 million doses of vaccine supply. The visit of French Europe and Foreign Affairs Minister to Indonesia was also marked with a cooperation signing in maritime and defense. The visit of Minister Rodriang to Indonesia has an important meaning. Aside from increasing the trade and economy, it seems France wants to strengthen the defense cooperation with Indonesia. This strengthening is through Indonesia's plan to purchase fighter jets. It sounds like France doesn't want to lose their military trade after the end of defense cooperation with Australia in submarine development. Besides, Indonesia is a big market for France. Indonesia hoped that France, as the European Union president in 2022, can give a vivid depiction about Indonesia. It is because Indonesia doesn't want environmental issues, which are frequently imposed by European Union to Indonesia, hamper the trade and economic relations with European Union members.
Listener, we start today in history with November 25, 1945, the Indonesian Teachers Association was founded. The Dutch East Indies Teachers Association was founded in 1912, 2 months after Indonesia's independence on 24th until 25th November 1945. Indonesian teachers held a congress in Surakarta, Central Java. On 25th November 1945, the congress participants agreed to name their organization the Indonesian Teachers Association, or PGRI. In 1994, a National Teachers' Day was declared on November 25th to commemorate the founding of the PGRI. Switching to the next event, on November 25, 1975, Suriname obtained its independence. The Republic of Suriname, formerly known as Dutch Guiana, is located in South America and is a former Dutch colony. On December 15, 1954, the Dutch government with several representatives from Suriname signed a memorandum containing the plan to end colonialism. Suriname's independence was realized on November 25, 1975. And today in history with November 25, 1992, the Federal Assembly of Czechoslovakia approves the separation of Czechoslovakia into Czech and Slovakia. Czechoslovakia is a communist country in Eastern Europe. It was founded in 1918 as the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic. In general, the people of Czechoslovakia are of two ethnicities, Czech and Slovaks. In the late 1980s, signs of the collapse of the communist system began to appear. Czech people began to demand a democratic government. The demand led to splitting of the country. On 25th November 1992, the Federal Assembly of Czechoslovakia approved the splitting of the country into two sovereign states, namely the Czech Republic and Slovakia. They agreed to the split starting January 1, 1993. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Selamat
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia. Next, we got more information for you in My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Asian Development Bank, or ADB, approved a policy-based $500 million loan to support Indonesia in recovering from COVID-19 pandemic and creating sustainable development. That was announced by Director of Human and Social Development at ADB Southeast Asia Regional Department, Ayako Inagaki, in ADB's release on Friday. Inagaki said this loan will help in improving human resources, increasing manpower productivity, together with reforming education, skill development, health, and social security. Ayako Inagaki added this program also supports a crucial reform that helps the government to achieve several health and education targets in the Sustainable Development Goals, to improve education and skill training, to increase jobs for youth, including university graduates, to expand social safety net, and to reduce stunting among children. This follows the need for annual growth up to 7%, so that Indonesia can be a high-income country by 2045. Indonesia needs skilled workers in the transition to high-tech manufacturing and higher added value export. In the release, ADB mentioned, Indonesian government had taken measures to accelerate human resources development. The Indonesian Human Resources Index rose to 54% in 2020 from 50% in 2010. Human development was identified as a crucial booster for economic growth in the 2045 vision of Indonesian government and the National Midterm Development Plan 2020-2024. This new loan will sponsor the first of the three sub-programs in boosting productivity through Human Capital Development Program. This program uses together the policy-based loan with technical and knowledge support, which focuses on health, education, and social security. This program is expected to increase Indonesian Human Resource Index up to 59% by 2026. According to ADB, promoting a skilled and healthy workforce by means of technical and vocational education, training, and higher education will support companies to invest in Indonesia. So it also accelerates the private sector development.
Terima kasih.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia. Next one, we'll present you some information about our tourism and also our local wisdom while in this pandemic in which you cannot go to visit our countries. So make sure that you will listen the next one. The next one is Indonesian Wonder.
Bangka Belitung province, consisting of hundreds of small islands, is famous for not only its natural beauty, but also a variety of delicious culinary delights. One of them is pangurong. It is one of the typical snacks of East Belitung. This dish, made from cassava, was once a complimentary food after rice. It could be a culinary choice that you should try if one day you visit Bangka Belitung, especially pangurong, which is included in the list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage in 2021. The main ingredients of penyurong are mashed cassava, mixed with salt and then stirred until evenly distributed into dough. After the dough is ready, then it is rolled on the twigs that have been prepared previously. Then it's baked. This cooking process has a distinctive aroma. Besides cassava, there is also a penyurong made from wet gaple. Gaple is dried cassava. When eaten, this dish is so delicious and savory. Usually penyurong is enjoyed as a substitute for rice and can be eaten with salted fish. But it is also often enjoyed with a spread of pineapple jam, cheese, or chocolate. If you want to enjoy the traditional Belitung snacks, you can visit the Tebat Rasau tourism attraction in East Belitung. Don't worry about the price is quite cheap.
Juga malam, dari malam aku bernafas lalu mengingat semua tentangmu. Saat berdua hatiku pun tergetar, saat kau senyum hatiku pun berdebar, ternyata bukan milikku. Berulang kali kau titip salam untuknya, ku tak rela untuk menyampaikannya. Tahukah kamu, tahukah dirimu, betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu. Pedih hatiku saat ku sadari mencintamu yang cinta pada dia. Berharap kau segera melupakannya, berharap kau tak lagi suka padanya. Tuhan tolong ubah hatinya. Berulang kali kau titip salam. Diriku menginginkan dirimu. kamu, tahukah dirimu betapa diriku menginginkan dirimu.
Alright, more information from Indonesia is still coming up. The next one will be miscellany.
Having been delayed for 4 years, the oldest art exhibition in Indonesia, the 2021 Jakarta Biennale, is held again. This year, the event is bigger with a hybrid format by cooperating with around 70 individual artists and collaborators. Carrying the theme ESOK, the Jakarta Biennale is a presentation for Jakarta City and its residents who have been affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. With this theme, the Jakarta Biennale is expected to strengthen solidarity across borders, genders, and across history for mutual progress toward a better future. Artistic director of the Jakarta Biennale, Dolorosa Sinaga, said that this event is held at the first location, which was held 47 years ago. Jakarta Biennale 1974 was the first Biennale held at the Stovia Building or the National Awakening Museum. In this building, this event is held again to use the historical value of the Stovia Building as a revival which is very closely related to the Jakarta Biennale. The contemporary art event, which has been held since 1974 in Indonesia, is open from November 21, 2021 to January 21, 2022. This Biennale contemporary art event is held at the National Museum, the National Awakening Museum or Stovia, and public spaces in the Central Jakarta area. The exhibition also features the Ring Project, a collaborative art project between Good School and Sandy Low, which brings Indonesian artists along with collective from India, Nepal, Malaysia, Thailand, and Taiwan. The works, which are featured in this year's Jakarta Biennale 2021, are the works of 38 Indonesian and international artists. The 2021 Jakarta Biennale hosts various activities including a public symposium on art activism, humanity, the hyper-digitalized world in the context of human rights, digital disturbance, cybercrime, and post-human conditions. In addition, this exhibition also holds programs that involve the public, such as guided tours for the community, various art workshops, and film screenings. That's Miss Selene.
aku sedang jatuh cinta. Karena rasanya ini berbeda. Oh, apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat menatapnya. Mengapa aku begini hilang berani dekat denganmu? Ingin ku memilikimu, tapi aku tak tahu bagaimana caranya. Tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku. Ku rasa ku sedang jatuh cinta, karena rasanya ini berbeda. Apakah ini memang cinta? Selalu berbeda saat beratapnya. Di sini aku berdiri menanti waktu yang tepat hingga akhirnya ku mampu katakan padamu. Oh, tolong katakan pada lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa. Mungkinkah dia tahu cinta yang ku mau? Oh, oh, tolong katakan pada dirinya, lagu ini ku tuliskan untuknya. Namanya selalu ku sebut dalam doa, sampai aku mampu ucap maukah denganku.
Listener, we still got one more song for you, so make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Today I'm going to present to you a song by Fonny Sumlang. In 1986, Fonny Sumlang managed to skyrocket her name through a single entitled Ratu Sejagat. In 2013, she released her 9th album entitled Kekuatan Cinta. In working on the album, she collaborated with musicians John Will. In this album, Fonny deliberately rearranged the song Ratu Sejagat with reggae and shuffle style so that it could enter the youth circle. The song tells the joy of a woman who becomes a queen or the center of people's attention. However, it turns out that it's just a dream. Listener, here is the song Ratu Sejagat, the original version, which was released in 1986 by Fonny Sumlang. Enjoy!
Rasa deg-degan di hatiku saat ku tatap paras wajahku di cermin. Pipi merah, bibirku merah, mereka menentang setiap pandangan. Ku poles lagi alis mataku, hidung telinga jidatku. tangan sampai betis. Oh betapa cantiknya wajahku malam ini, pasti ku terpilih jadi ratu. Aku berbisik dalam hati, mungkinkah ini kan terjadi sesungguhnya. Kulangkahkan kaki menyusuri panggung pemilihan ratu sejagat. Putar ke kiri, balik ke kanan, senyum sana, senyum sini, ikuti irama. Oh semua tepuk tangan seiring ku berlalu, sampai menghilang di balik layar.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Apakah di antara kita masih saja ada prasangka yang tiada menentu arah.
Dalam kala hatiku jadi besar, apa mungkin bahagia tercipta bila kau dan aku tiada saling terbuka di dalam cinta.
Satukanlah hatimu dan hatiku, biarkanlah semua ini pergi berlalu. Buang jauh keraguan di hati, mari kita melangkahkan kaki ke sana.
Been almost an hour, we from Voice of Indonesia accompanying you in this English program. You have listened to so many information and also good music from our country. Please do not hesitate to tell us what you think. Send it to our email voi@voinews.id or our Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia. Well, then listeners, thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.